Okay, so we're going to start in the Kima Vinatira, which is chapter Chaf. And he talks about the Midah of Nekama and Netira. So, as we know, besides that, it's a Midah, it's also a Lav to do Nekama, it's a Lav to do Netira. We know that the Chiluk is Nekama means someone asks you to borrow something, you say no, the next day, or he said no, next day you go and he asks you to borrow it, and you say no, just like you said no to me, I'm saying no to you. Netira is that he comes to you, and he says, can I borrow it? And you say, sure, no problem, I'm not like you. So what is the lav of Netira, by the way? The machlokes, I think, do you have to say that? Do you have to think that? I mean, if you don't think that, what's the pshat? It's hard not to think that, no? Raisa, you think to yourself, are you supposed to forget? He's supposed to forget the fact that he didn't give it to you? He didn't give it to you, Lamaisa. And you're thinking to yourself, even though he didn't give it to me, I'm going to give it to him anyway. So where's the Netira? And it says, the lav is because you were neiter at Beliboy. So where's the lav? It's very hard to understand. Where is the lav? If I didn't do it. What?
Can't he sense whether or not you feel that? You hear what I'm saying?
You're saying it shouldn't be done in a way that he can chop that you really don't want to do it. That's what you mean?
Yeah. Or the other case, or you're doing it, or not like, you know, you think that he's better than the other guy. If he senses that you have that feeling, then that's the problem.
You know, you're giving him a way to you're giving him a way to you're making him feel that way. So I'll tell you what I think, and this has to do with at the very end, we're going a little out of order, but at the end of the chapter, Reb Chaim brings the Sefer HaChinuch. And Shlomi, I'm going to say it over. Oh, sorry. And then you tell me if this is what you meant. Okay. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the shayrish of the mitzvah of Nekama? Not to have Nekama. So we think it's good midos. Listen, you don't want to be meitiv to him, but be meitiv to him anyway. And it's very much a bein adam l'chaveroi dika issue. Zog t'chinuch that nekama could very well be that it's not a bein adam l'chaveroi. It could be a bein adam l'makim. And the idea is that when a person sees that when a person gets some sort of retribution, I knew the camera wasn't on, sorry. When a person gets some sort of punishment from someone, a person gets some sort of einish, right? Someone comes and slashes his tires. So what does he say to himself? Oh man, this guy's such a Rasha. This guy's a Rasha Marusha. This guy slashed my tires. I better go after him. I better get his tires. This is ridiculous. It's all at war. All right? So we think, what is the comment? No, no, no. Hold it in. Hold it in. Don't take it out on him. No. Nekama is much more than that. You shouldn't take it out on him because you shouldn't blame him at all to begin with. You should realize that really, really, you were supposed to get that punishment regardless. May Hashem yatza adavar. It all comes from Ribbono Olam. You deserve to get that treatment that you got at that particular instant, at that particular moment. This guy came and undercut you. This guy came and stole the house. This guy came and did something that, you know, terrible to you. So, you know what you have to think to yourself? You think to yourself, had nothing to do with him. It's all Bar Olam. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu did it to me. Not this guy. This guy's nothing. This guy just, you know, is the shliach. Now, Hashem will take it up with that guy because that's the whole sugya of the Ramban and the Rambam by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that why are the Mitzrayim punished if it's said in Bersim Ben Abbasarim that someone's going to have to be Oivid the 400 years, that the Kais are going to be Avadim. So why can't the Mitzrayim Taino? What are you punishing us for? We did the Ratzon Hashem. Fine, that's that issue. I'm not getting involved in the answers to that question. That's Hashem's problem. But as far as you're concerned, that has nothing to do with this guy. And nothing to do with this guy. It's said by Shimi Ben Gera that Ben Shimi Ben Gera came to curse David HaMelech. So David HaMelech says to him, Hanichu loy lekalel, Ki Hashem Amar Lekalel. Leave him, let him curse. Right? He came to curse David Melch, and all the advisors came and started bashing him, Shimi Ben Gera. And he says, Anichu Lekalel, Ki Hashem, I deserve this bizyoinus right now. Nothing to do with him. Now, at the end of his life, Lamaisi was married by Malchus, and he was Chayiv Misa. He told Shlomo Melech to make sure he's you know, to keep him in the city, and eventually, if he ever leaves the city, you kill him, and that's how Shimon ben Gera was killed in the end. Which, to which the Mefarshim say, so why didn't he do that himself? The answer is because he was afraid of being the Geva Dover. He wanted to make it very clear he was killing Shimon ben Gera because Shimon ben Gera was a married by Malchus. But not as a personal shter to me. And therefore, he never wanted to do it. But that was the message he sent. And Hanichu loy lekalel, ki Hashem amar kalel. So there's Hashem's thing. Hashem told him. It has nothing to do with this guy in front of me right now in this point. So Mamela, what's the makom for Nekama? I'm upset at him. Why? It has nothing to do with him. Hashem used him as a shliach. Now, why did he have to be used as a shliach? That's his cheshbon with Hashem. Right? That's what I'm saying. Klape Hashem. Not klape you. That's the haguf of the point. That's exactly what I'm saying. This guy, why did he have to be used to be the shliach for me? I don't know. That's a very good question. Hashem will deal with that question. But the tzara that happened to me, I don't know him. Because I was going to get that tzara regardless. So Mamela Leisikaim is an incredible hashkafa. Leisikaim, in the according to the Sefer Chinuch, is not a benam lachaveroi. It's a benam lamakom. A person has to have shtak emuna. A person has to have shtak bitachin. And no. This is not, what's going on in my life is not from this guy. What's going on in my life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So, The way the Chinuch says it, which is on page 283, he says, "Akein kishi yitzareyu o yichav yachiveyu adam." When someone gives you a tzara or a cave, yeda benafshoy, you have to know ki avanois of garmulai. It's your avers that gave you this. Vashem yizbar gazar alav bekach, and Hashem made it happen to you. V'lo yoshes machshavois of linkam yemen. You shouldn't even put your mind on this guy. Ki hu enoi sibasara. He's not the Siba of the Ra. Ki ha'avanu mesav, your own averis did it to yourself. Choshamar David Hashem, by Shimei Megeh, ha'anichu levi'ikal, ki Hashem amar loy. What is it? Ki amar loy Hashem. Tala ha'inyin b'chetu, v'lo b'Shimei ben Gera. Unbelievable, Sefer HaChinuch. I think it puts the love of Nekama in a whole new light. No, you know what I'm asking? It's a whole different perspective on it. Now, so what I think is that according to that, so that's what Leisitor means. What does Leisitor mean? Leisitor means don't hold it in. So we were asking, I don't understand. The whole law of Leisitor was don't take it out on him. So I didn't take it out on him. Now I'm holding it in my lathe. Well, I'm supposed to not hold it in my lathe. I'm supposed to forget about it. No, the answer is it shouldn't even be in your lathe that it's a hymn that Pshat is bad. I don't want to give it to you. I really don't want to give it to you because of what you did to me. I'll give it to you anyway because I'm not as bad as you. No, then you're already over the lav. Because it's not a benam l'chaveroi, it's a benam l'makom. It has nothing to do with whether you give it to him or you don't give it to him. That alone, that you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to give it to him, means that you're blaming him for what happened. That's the sherish of the lav. That's the panemius of the problem. Here, it's a tifkeit we're saying now. Right? We're adding a level of tifkeit here, of depth to the lav. That it's not. So therefore, it's not, Shlomi, I'm saying a little different than you said. You were saying that he shouldn't know or he shouldn't feel that you don't want to give it to him. So I'm saying it has nothing to do with him. He maybe doesn't feel that way. But the fact that I feel that way says that my emunah is still lacking. I'm not fully shalim because I still feel that really I shouldn't be giving it to him. So Memela, that's where the lava Leisitor comes from. See, Shlomi, we're saying a tifavart over here.
I hear. Do I get an A for effort, though?
Right. Avada, avada, avada. Okay. It's a good shot. It's a good shot, but I'm saying...
Yeah, of course, of course. It actually comes earlier. Didn't Yosef tell the brothers the same thing, that it wasn't you that sent me here? It was Hashem that sent me here.
Correct. Very good. So, in other words, Yosef, because Yosef, he's saying that Yosef said the same thing. You didn't send me here. Hashem sent me here. And since Hashem sent me here, I'm not going to bear a grudge on you. So not only am I not going to, I'm of course not going to act out of that grudge, but I'm not even going to bear the grudge. I'm not even going to hold the grudge.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
So in the Bin Adam L'Makom, it's so deeply, you know, the understanding that, you know, it's not him. Now, the Lashon of the Rambam is very beautiful here. He says, Ketzadiyah Netira, this is brought down on page 282 in the Sefer here. Ketzadiyah Netira. Reuven Shamal Shimon, Haskeli Baizer. Reuven says to Shimon, rent me this house. Oh, Ashilini Sharzer, give me this shore. The Loy Rotsa Shimon, Shimon didn't want him. Li Yamin, eventually, Boshim and Leruven. Shimon came to Reuven. Lishomi Menu, Lishomi Menu, to borrow it or to enter from him. Bamalay Reuven, hey, Lacha, take it. Areini Mashilcha, Veini Kamoischa. I'll give it to you. I'm not like you. Hoysa Kazeh, Oyverbulay Sitar. So here's what's me Medaik, the Lashon Rambam. Do not bear a grudge. Ella, what should you do? Yimche hadavar mi liboy. You should make it like it never happened. V'lo yitrenu. Don't hold on to it. So kolzman shu noiter es hadavar v'zoichroi. Kolzman. He's holding on to it. Shema yavoy linkoim. So the Rambam says a very interesting thing. If the reason we don't want you to hold on to it is because eventually maybe you'll come to Nekama. Well, if you got chikfida Torah ala netira, ad sheyimcha ha'avim liboy v'leis kerenu klal. So now I'm saying, really, maybe a different shot, that don't hold on to the Avera, because if you hold on to it, you'll eventually, maybe, will come to do Nekama. So you should just move on in life. V'zui adas ha'nechoina, she'efshu she'iskayim b'yishuv ha'aretz, and this is the way that the land will be, people will be able to live in harmony. In other words, if everything's going to be tit for tat, so then people will not be able to live properly. I just thought of that. Maybe the phrase tit for tat is tit, like titor. Anyway, so you shouldn't like hold everything that, you know, this happened. So I think that between everything we're saying tonight, you can, whoa, this isn't one of that interesting story at the end there was, but the bottom line is that there's both, I think, a benom l'chavera element and a benom l'makom element in this mitzvah. Number one is a person should learn to be mevater, should be ma'amid al midosav, should be able to get out of the problem and say, you know what, I know you did something to me, I know it, but I'm not going to react that way. I'll be able to control myself. I'll even move on. I won't even remember about it. I don't want to remember about it. If I remember about it, I'm going to end up, you know, acting on it. I don't want to. One level. The next level is the minimum element. You shouldn't even think that he did it to you. You should totally move on as if it's somebody else. If you're able to do that. These are very, very, these are very, very high levels. These are not, you know, person thinks, nekama, okay, don't do revenge. Basic. No, it's not basic. It's very, very deep. Person has to realize that, you know, it's not about the other person. It's about you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone gets exactly what they deserve. All right? Shkayach.
Shkayach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great night.